News, I'm Ben Thomas. More bold statements about the Iran war from the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth.
Today will be, yet again, our most intense day of strikes inside Iran. The most fighters, the most bombers, the most strikes. Intelligence more refined and better than ever.
Hegseth says U.S. forces are degrading Iran's capabilities, but John Gambrell reports.
Iran has continued its attacks on oil infrastructure in its Gulf Arab neighbors. Today, we saw a drone attack target Ruwais, which is a petrochemical plant city that's in the far western reaches of the United Arab Emirates. And this comes as already we've seen authorities in Bahrain, as well as Qatar, announce force majeure, saying that they're unable to meet the contractual obligations for their production. We also heard from the CEO of Saudi Aramco, the kingdom's oil giant, who today said that they were trying to get up to maximum capacity in the east-west pipeline. That will take oil basically from the kingdom on the Persian Gulf all the way to the Red Sea so it can get out to the public a different way.
It Donahue has reaction from Capitol Hill.
In the Senate, Massachusetts Democrat Elizabeth Warren says there's no clear mission. She wants to cut off funding.
To go to the Middle East and drop bombs on Iran for military purposes that no one can describe and that no one can explain.
South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham is all in.
We need to be all in and finish the job. I've never been more impressed with a military operation than I am at Epic Fury.
I'm Ed Donahue.
In Alabama, Governor Kay Ivey's commuted the death sentence of a 75-year-old man who wants to have been executed this week. Charles Sonny Burton's sentence reduced to life in prison. Burton was not in the building when the victim was killed during a 1991 robbery. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks held steadier on Wall Street as investors wait for the next signal on when the war with Iran may end. The S&P 500 dipped 0.2% Tuesday. Trading was a lot calmer compared with the day earlier. That's when stocks swung sharply because of extreme moves in the oil market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 34 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite was essentially flat. Crude oil prices remained sharply below the peaks they hit a day earlier. Oil prices had plunged Monday from close to $120 a barrel to $90 a barrel as investors hoped for a quick end to the war. The hostilities with Iran could impact the flow of oil from the Persian Gulf. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
And sales of previously occupied homes rose modestly last month from January. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.